News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Right now we turn our attention to a domestic story, because this story emerging from Galway yesterday, a really horrific attack. Gardaí investigating the death of a woman in her 60s, after she sustained serious injuries after she was attacked by two dogs in the city yesterday afternoon. Joining us on the line from Galway is the Western and Marine correspondent with the Irish Times, Lorna Siggins. Lorna, thanks very much for speaking to us today. What do we know about what happened?
Well, as we understand it, the Guardian emergency services were called just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Sunday, in Galway, to go out to Knockarastor, which is on the Moycullen to Spittle Road. It's closer to Furbo than to Moycullen. And we understand that a woman has sustained very serious injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. She had called to the house of a relative and had been attacked by two dogs. We're told that they're bull mastiffs. And neighbours, I think, tried to intervene. The dogs had been put down, but the woman was taken to University Hospital Galway for a post-mortem.
Now, do we know whether she was well known to visit the family? I know, obviously, they were relatives, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah, close relatives, and she had... it seems that there was nobody in the house at the time. This is what we're told at the moment, and obviously the full details will come out later. But she's very well known in the Moycullen area. She has been named locally as Teresa McDonough, very well known, and she and her husband had have had some personal tragedy in the past, and the community had rallied around them in 2015 when their son Brendan, a jockey, who had been travelling home from Australia, where he had spent 2 years working, and he'd stopped off in Thailand, and he had a terrible motorbike accident, and he sustained serious injuries himself. So there was a lot of fundraising in the community to help with his medical expenses. And so there's an awful lot of shock in the area. People were just really didn't know what to say. They just said that there's no words for something like this. Obviously there's going to be calls for a look at the current legislation in relation to dogs, but because this was on private property, I think any of the legislation that we have in relation to certain breeds that relates to dogs in public. So, as I say, people are just trying to come to terms with this in the locality at the moment.
All right, Lorna Siggins, the Western and Marine correspondent with the Irish Times, thanks very much for that. Just on that issue of those dogs, and in a more general sense, Gillian Bird from the DSPCA joins me now on the line. Now, Gillian, I appreciate we don't know exactly what happened in Galway yesterday. As Lorna said, there was possibly no one at the property, so no witnesses to it. So I'm not going to ask you to kind of explain it. It would be unfair. But in a general sense, people will be wondering when they read the story this morning about this breed of dog, the Bull Mastiff, according to reports in the papers it's been identified on as. What do we know about that type of dog?
Well, we know it's a fairly recent breed. We know it was bred in the 19th century, and we know it was bred very much as a guard dog, as a dog for, you know, used a lot by gamekeepers to try and deal with poachers. They're a fantastic dog. I mean, anybody who owns them will know that they are an amazingly loving and devoted dog. Some of them aren't the smartest in the world. I've had experience with one now that wasn't the smartest dog in the world, but they are, you know, they are a loyal dog. And as with any dog, if somebody, you know, basically enters what they perceive to be their property and their territory, they can react in a very, very negative way. And that might be the situation in this case. But no, they're not known to be an aggressive dog. They wouldn't have been bred for aggression. They're bred for their size, and they are an immensely large dog. Like, they are a very big, strong, heavily built dog. But it wouldn't be something that they would, you know, people would go out and get them because they're known to be aggressive. We just don't know the situation.
Are these on a banned list or a restricted list at all?
Yes, they're on a restricted list. We have no banned breeds in this country. We have dogs that are...
Well, what does that mean then? What does a restricted dog mean?
Restricted basically means that they have to be on a lead at all times, walked by somebody over the age of 16 who is capable of controlling the animals, and they must be wearing a muzzle when they're in public. So there are no restrictions of these dogs when you have them in your private property. You can have them running around your back garden. Obviously, if you have them in your front garden and you know that they are a territorial dog, it would be ideal ideal that you have notification or you keep the front gate locked. People can't enter the premises. But there are, you know, there's a lot of dogs on this list. And then we've got the Bull Terriers, English Bull Terriers. We've got Bull Mastiffs, which we were talking about there. We've got German Shepherds. We've got the Akitas. And it's not just the list of those dogs. It's the breeds and the crossbreeds and the strains of these dogs as well. So you can have a Jack Russell Pit Bull, and that dog has to be muzzled and on a lead. It's not that the dog is aggressive or anything like that. It's just the fact that these are dogs that are considered with the potential strength that they could hurt somebody or be a strong, powerful dog. And that is the reason they're on the list. We don't have a dangerous dog in this country, and we have no breeds that are banned, but we do have regulations on certain breeds.
There will inevitably then, in the wake of an attack like this, people will come out calling for certain breeds to be banned. What would you say to that?
Well, they always do, and as we're always saying, this is not a result of a dangerous breed of dog. This is often to do with the fact that dogs are not socialized when they're puppies. In some cases, they're dogs who are deliberately trained to be aggressive and to be a territorial dog. So there is no point in banning a breed because, I mean, you can have something like a Jack Russell who can try and bite the ankles off you when you enter the premises, and people wouldn't say, oh, we must ban all Jack Russells. It's what we do need to see is we do need to see some sort of regulations or some sort of requirements. If you have a dog, that you should notify people about it outside your property so that people who are coming, be they visitors, be they delivery people, be they, you know, the postman, that there should be some sort of notification on the door that warns the person there is a dog on the property.
Now, it certainly sounds from the initial reports that these two dogs in Galway would have known the woman, but as Lorna said, that they were on their own on the property. There was the homeowners weren't there, so they were probably defending it. But there'll be people out there this morning listening who maybe their neighbours have some of those dogs you mentioned that are on the restricted list, some of these bigger dogs that, as you said, look, they mightn't be bred for viciousness, but they are big dogs and they can be territorial, they can be very loyal, and they could potentially be dangerous in certain circumstances. What should they know if it's their neighbour dog, or what precautions should they be taking?
Well, the precautions are that we just have to make sure that the property a dog is on is secure. The dog cannot get out of the property. But as I was saying to you, I mean, you know, there are probably more people out there who know of a vicious small dog than they know of a big dog that's aggressive. So generally, as dog owners and as neighbours, we just need to make sure that the dogs, that they don't get out. And this is not just for safety of humans. This is also for the welfare of the dogs. The dog should be kept in a back garden or a front garden that is confined and the animal cannot get out of it, because a dog should not be out unaccompanied, because there is the risk of the animal getting injured or causing an accident in the traffic. So generally, there should be a situation where the animals are confined.
All right, Gillian Bird from the DSPCA, and before Gillian, Lorna Siggins, the Western and Marine correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you very much for that. It has just gone 21 minutes past 8 here on News Talk Breakfast, and coming up after the break, Ray Houghton on last night's victory over Uruguay.